Alright folks, no video today, just audio, and I'll put some static picture on that to upload it on YouTube, and maybe I should just go ahead and make an MP3 and upload to my Google Discs and share the link. I don't know, but we'll see. But no video today. I'm thinking of wrapping up, you know, ending this discussion of toxic Calvinism, or why are Calvinists so angry, some of them, why do they tend to be jerks, and we all encountered nasty and hateful, spiteful individuals, even here on Facebook. I know some, I could name some names, people who've been blocked by many Calvinists and Sovereign Grace people, who've also blocked many Calvinist and Sovereign Grace people, and just, you know, not very pleasant individuals, and so we set out to try to account, and how come that people believe in high grace yet show very little grace in their dealings with their fellow human beings and with other sinners. We covered some stuff, and I may have been too wordy. I may have said too many things in a very unscientific manner, you know. So I may have just muddied the waters. So, I mean, I got depressed over the problem, just thinking, oh boy, you know, it is a complex issue. You think of it. Why? There are many ways that this phenomenon can be explained of nasty Calvinists around. Well, first of all, you know, of course, our sin. You know, people are sinners. But that's a very generic answer. No one's satisfied with that, usually, because it appears to be a particularly Calvinistic problem. So why are they more sinful than everybody else? And somebody actually commented on my first video that they said, well, when was the last time that you interacted with Armenians? They also tend to be very, you know, nasty and vehement and defending their, you know, free will, heresy, and all that stuff. And I agree, you know, there are nasty people all over. But I was dealing with a specific a problem, which appears to be somewhat prominent among us Calvinists or Sovereign Grace people. And it's rather, you know, paradoxical that somehow people who profess to believe in grace show very little grace. And does it mean that, well, all of those people are simply unregenerate? Could be. You know, one explanation, of course, there are false professors in every form of philosophy, religion, and certainly Christianity is no exception. So there are false professors of grace, you know. If we equate, teachings of grace with Christianity, and I believe that the gospel is the message of grace, therefore we ought to be gracious. If we're not gracious, I mean, it's a scandalous thing. So we all, you know, must take pause and think about the ways we interact with other people. Does it really show that we believe in sola gratia, in grace alone? Another explanation would be that since people focus so much on this verbal precision in articulating the doctrines, and so the set of propositions, as we say, well, truth is propositional, blah 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 blah. So the gospel has to be very precise, very meticulously articulated. Okay, we get good at that, and somehow, deep inside, we remain semi-Pelagian, even about this process of accumulating the truth. You know, we say, we confess with our lips that it's all revealed by a supernatural work of the Holy Spirit, so it's all by grace alone, but we don't really believe it, i.e. we think that it's somehow that through reading the right books, listening to the right sermons and so forth, we get the truth. And then we try to hammer it down in the heads of our, you know, of other professing Christians. And if they don't get it, we just fly the handle. You know, we lose it. And so we get angry. We jump up and down. We throw tantrums, you know. And that, you know, and this short fuse may be indicative of our, you know, kind of insipid, I mean, the, not insipid, what's the word, incipient, Arminianism that we kind of deep inside, we still attribute, our, you know, superior understanding to ourselves. Because if we don't, I mean, if we believe that we're just as wretched as everybody else, it's just out of, you know, sheer good pleasure that God chose us in Christ for reasons unknown to us, and certainly not because anything that was found good and worthy in us, so solely by His election of grace and sovereignty, and so, and He saved us. And seated us with Christ in the heavens and bestowed upon us the gifts of the Holy Spirit and brought us to the knowledge of our salvation in all of those things. If they're all gifts from God, why are we so ungracious towards other people who may not be getting things exactly as we're getting them? So that's one of the explanations that, and maybe that's something to do with the way we grow in our knowledge. I almost use the word sanctification, but I don't believe in the progressive sanctification, at least not in the traditional form of it. But we do need to grow. We do need to, you know, grow up into salvation. And the word is the means of that sanctification, sanctifying by thy truth. Thy word is truth, says Christ in John 17. And that's how we get more and more sanctified, in the sense that we don't become more holy. The holiness, Christ is our holiness. He's our sanctification and redemption and justification and all of those things. And we've been made perfect for all time by His one offering, as Hebrews 10 says. So we're not adding any holiness, but we do need to grow, and forgetting the old ways, and just through the renewal of our minds, we strive not to be conformed to this world, but and present our bodies as living sacrifices, as in Romans 12. So it is that struggle. But ultimately, you know, I don't have the ultimate answer. So my most profound shout is, I don't know. And it vexes me that there's so much ugliness and a lack of charity among people who profess to believe the gospel of the grace of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Isn't that a scandalous thing? So many jerks who profess to believe grace. You know, it's a strange thing, and I don't have the answer why that happens. So, and I may be one of them. You know, those nasty people, I certainly I'd want to repent of my ways and walk differently from henceforth. May God have mercy upon all of us. And while there are causes for us to be, you know, worked up, and we, you know, we can get angry. In point of fact, Scripture almost commands us to be angry, but sin not. And in Psalm 119, it even says that ye that love the Lord hate evil. So we are commanded to hate evil. So not to make peace with evil things and so forth. And Arminianism is a lie, is a heresy. We're not to make peace with Arminians by any means or any other heresy that is out there. At the same time, when we instruct, when we preach, when we teach, we ought to do that with meekness. Meekness of mind, with gentleness, and with fear and trembling, knowing ourselves, if it weren't for the grace of God, we'd be just in the same condition. And we ought to love people. If we're called to love our enemies, we're to love even, those people who espouse strange and false teachings. So, but this is, it's kind of corny. I mean, everybody knows that we're to love our enemies. It's just we're not actually doing it. So, okay, that's that. All right, may God bless you all, people.